ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 Chapter 5, Text 38. Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakasipu. Sarvayar upayayar hantavya samboga sayanasanai surit. Is that surreal? Surreal. Linga dara sachur munir dustam ivendriyam sarvair upayair hantavya samboja sayana sanai suril linga dara sachur Munir dustam ivendriyam sarvayar upayar hantavya samboja sayanasanai surir linga dara satru munir dustam ivendriyam Sarvayar upayar hantavya samboja sayanasanai surilinga dara satru munir dustami vendriyam sarvayar upayar hantavya Samboja sayanasanai Surilinga dara satru Munedustam ivendriyam Sarvarupayar hantavya Samboja sayanasanai Surilinga dara satru Munir istam ivendriyam sarvar upayar hantavya samboja sayanasanai surilinga jara satur munir nustam ivendriyam Mataji's. Sarar uparyar hantavya Samboja sayanasanai Surilinga dara satrur Munirdustam ivendriyam Sarvarupayar hantavya Samboja sayanasanai Surilinga dara satrur Munedustam ivendriyam Sarvai by all Upayai means hantavya Must be killed. Samboja by eating. Sayana lying down. Asanai by sitting. Surilinga dara who has assumed the role of a friend. Satru an enemy. Mune of a great sage. Dustam uncontrollable. Iva like. Indriyam the senses. Translation. Just as uncontrolled senses are the enemies of all yogis engaged in advancing in spiritual life, this Prahlad, who appears to be a friend, is an enemy because I cannot control him. Therefore, this enemy, whether eating, sitting, or sleeping, must be killed by all means. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Hiranyakasipu planned a campaign to kill Prahlad Maharaj. He would kill his son by administering poison to him while he was eating, by making him sit in boiling oil, or by throwing him under the feet of an elephant while he was lying down. Thus, Hiranyakasipu decided to kill his innocent child, who was only 5 years old, simply because the boy had become a devotee of the Lord. This is the attitude of non-devotees towards devotees. Sarvairupayarhantavya sambhojo sayanasanai surya linga darasachur munir dustam ivendriyam. Just as uncontrolled senses are the enemies of all yogis engaged in advancing in spiritual life, this Prahlad, who appears to be a friend, is an enemy because I cannot control him. Therefore, this enemy, whether eating, sitting, or sleeping, must be killed by all means. Om Agyanat Minandasya Agyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, the demon Hiranyakasipu is making his campaign. He's campaigning, just like the politicians campaign for an election to destroy their enemies. So this Hiranyakasipu was campaigning on a campaign to kill the Prahlad Maharaj. But Prahlad could not be killed because he was protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When they tried to administer the poison, Prahlad ate it. It turned into prasad. The elephant could not kill him. The boiling oil seemed like a nice bubble bath for Prahlad. It wasn't painful. Because if Krishna wants to kill you, no one can save you. And if Krishna wants to save you, no one can kill you. Mare Krishna, Rake Ke, Rake Krishna, Mare Ke. Very notable prayer by the Vaishnavas. And likely so. We have so many experiences. Even though Srila Prabhupada said, here in Los Angeles in 1974, we had the fortune of being here. Prabhupada said that a devotee is also dying, but is like the kitten in the mouth of the cat. Whereas the non-devotee who is passing away, that is the rat in the mouth of the cat. Chi-chi. Prabhupada made the sound, chi-chi, chi-chi, I am condemned. And for the kitten, Prabhupada said, meow, I'm safe. Same thing in the mouth of the cat, but one is condemned and one is saved. So Prabhupada was describing in that verse, Hari Lilamrita Vachaha, that for the devotee, he closes his eyes, she closes her eyes, and when you open your eyes, you're there in the spiritual world. Prabhupada described that. So there is a grave difference. And therefore, in this seventh canto, when the demigods went to Narayan and were complaining about this great demon, Krishna told them, Yada deveshu vedeshu, goshu vipreshu sadushu, dharma mayi cha vidvesa sava asu vanasyati. Whenever someone is envious, yada deveshu vedeshu, of the demigods, of the Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, goshu, of the cows, vipreshu, of the Brahmins, sadushu, of the saintly persons, dharma, of religiosity, and Krishna says, mayi, and ultimately Krishna says, of me, that person and his civilization shall be destroyed. And Hiranyakasipu was destroyed for his grave offenses. His entrails were ripped out and made as a garland for Narsingadev, put around the neck of Narsingadev like a garland. We have experience even in our own life. In 1976, the deprogrammers were taking away the devotees. It was disturbing Srila Prabhupada greatly. This Ted Patrick, they called him Black Lightning. He was abducting devotees from temples. Can you imagine? Nowadays, if this would happen, we have no understanding. They were abducting people against their will from temples and other organizations, but Krishna temples, specifically in New York and here in Los Angeles, holding them against their will and trying to force them back into breaking the regulative principles of freedom, having sense gratification, drinking, eating meat, fish or eggs, getting intoxicated, giving them gambling opportunity. And they even took the devotees to court, as we know. Big, big court case was dropped, I think, in one day, wasn't it? Was dropped the first day the judge kicked it out. That the Hare Krishnas are, what do you call, brainwashing. Prabhupada said they need brainwashing, actually, because their brains are filled with stool from ear to ear. Therefore, their brains need washing. But of course, their idea of brainwashing meant some kind of hypnotism and lack of sleep and lack of meat products so that one would be under the control of the temple president and the GBC and ultimately Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, ultimately they're after the old man, Prabhupada was saying. And of course, these nonsense, frivolous charges were dropped after one day in court, the first day in court. And the deprogrammers themselves, Ted Patrick was brought up on, what do they call, kidnapping felony charges and was incarcerated. I don't know what happened to him, but he went to jail for some period of time. For his demoniac activities. Yada deveshu vedeshu goshu vipreshu sadushu. Similarly, I believe it was 1978, the devotees were at a shopping mall in Kansas City. Maybe you remember Bhrigupati. It was an indoor mall. It was very well known. I believe Tripurari Swami at the time was there. He was one of the leaders of the book distribution, big sannyasi, intimate associate of Prabhupada. And they threw the devotees out and actually bodily harmed the devotees. The manager of the shopping center. It was a big shopping mall in Independence, Kansas. We remember this story. And they physically harmed the Swami, which is not good to do for anyone. And lo and behold, Maharaj came to St. Louis. We were all in St. Louis. And within a few days, I can't remember if it was the next day or that night or maybe at most a week. You remember, Bhrigupati? A tornado hit Kansas, Independence, Kansas, and destroyed the shopping center, Vanasyati, completely to the ground. Just like today, if you see in the news on the computer, I don't know what they did, but the town of Breezy Point, New Jersey, was burned to the ground. 110 homes. Maybe they did nothing wrong. Maybe it was a blessing in disguise. But these demons at the shopping center, and there was harm done to the mall manager. They were taken by surprise. The whirlwind came and broke out the windows and leveled the shopping mall. We have other experience. Every year during Christmas time, the devotees would go, Naikatma Prabhu, myself, to Memphis, Tennessee, to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, where it was very lucrative, but not so big during the regular time of year as a small airport. And there was one big demon there. He was a born-again Christian, and he didn't like devotees. He would break up our sales very effectively. He'd come by and harass us in many ways, grab our hair pieces, our beloved hair pieces that we wore in those days because we were shaved head. Don't even ask. They used to call mine the raccoon. One Sankirtan devotee put his hand in my bead bag and said, "Oh my God, I got bit." After we came home from Sankirtan and put the piece in the book bag, he thought he got rabies. So this born-again Christian was harassing the devotees unthinkably. And at the end, I think it was New Year's, I finally went up to him. I said, "What do you want? Why are you doing this?" And of course he said, "Because you are all of the devil. You haven't accepted Jesus as your personal savior." I said, "I accept Jesus. He is my personal savior. I'm a Christian." He said, "You're a Christian?" "I'm a Christian." Prabhupada said, "We are Christians." K-R-I-S-H-N-I-A-N. Prabhupada said. And he said, "Do you accept Jesus?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Then come with me." I thought, okay, how bad could this possibly be? He's breaking up all our sales. Is he going to beat me up? So I went to one corner of the airport and repeated after him the words, "I accept Jesus as my personal savior and I know that he died for our sins." And I became, even though born in the Jewish and converted to Hare Krishna, I became a Christian at that moment to sell books. And for one day he stopped harassing us and we went back to St. Louis. And the next year we came prepared. I told everybody, "Okay, accept Jesus as your personal savior. And then we can distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. What's the harm? We accept Jesus. Why not?" He said, Prabhupada has said, "We accept Jesus." Bhagavad Gita states. So we went there and we were looking for him. Naikatma was ready to accept Jesus. Whoever else was with us all wanted to become Krishnians and accept Jesus and not be harassed ever again and do big Sankirtan. And we looked, we couldn't find him. We said, well, tomorrow. Next day we did Sankirtan. No Christian demon. Finally we went up and we asked somebody, what happened? Did he get transferred? Is he ill? And they said, oh, you didn't hear what happened to John? I said, no, what happened? They said he was sent out to fix some electrical work just after the new year, last year. And he was electrocuted and died. And we told everybody, oh, we're very sorry. We told them we were big friends. We had accepted Jesus. And we had a great Christmas marathon, wonderful Christmas marathon. So it's even for a small time, Yanade Veshu Vedishu Goshu Vipreshu Sadushu. Ridananda Maharaj tells the story that one time, I believe it was the early 60s, here in Los Angeles, someone came by and touched one of the Matajis. You don't touch one of our Matajis. They were doing the Harinam. No, it was East Coast, because it was winter and there was ice. And he tried to make a pass. He was some drunken bum. And he made a pass at the Mataji, touched her, did something harmful. She was there in the Harinam party, innocent devotee, lady. And so devotees, the kartal player, immediately, like, what do they call those things that you do, the Chinese? Nunchucks, took out his kartals and started swinging for him to go away. And he didn't know, he was scared. This guy's a martial artist. I don't know what, he's saying some Hare Krishna. He thought it was a martial arts move. It's a true story. You know this one? The man scurried. It was an icy, snowy day, Harinam. He slipped on the ice. His feet went up in the air and he cracked his head on the sidewalk. You know the story. Anyone knows, can verify this story? Prigupati? It's a true story. And he died there on the spot. Do not touch our Matajis. Do not harm the sacred cow. Yadade veshu vedishu goshu vipreshu sadushu. Dharma, mayi, sava asu vanasyati. These are real stories. We have practical experience in what to speak. Srimad Bhagavatam is giving the experience that you become envious of the devotee. And what is a devotee? That's described by Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. And in this verse also, the example is given that the uncontrolled senses are enemies of yogis, like the engaged in the advancement of spiritual life. So, Rupa Goswami Prabhupada has taught us that a devotee is not something artificial and is not something that someone can just claim, but it is the science of bhakti. Vacho vegam, manasu krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udra pasta vegam. Etam vegam yo visaheta diram, sarvam apimam pitivim sasisyat. One can make sisyas or followers. One can preach and become even spiritual master if one bhacha vegam, manasukrodha vegam, jiva vegam, udra pasta vegam. If one controls the pushings, the urges of the tongue, the belly, the genital, the mind, anger, and words. Not artificial, I'm a Hare Krishna, I chant. No. Vacha Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udra Pasta Vegam. And there are symptoms, Rupa Goswami Prabhupada explains. Utsahan, Nischayad Daryat. First he says, in his second verse of Nectar of Instruction, first is the negative. Atyahara, Prayasascha, Prajalpo, Niyamagraha, Janasangascha, Lolyamcha, Sadbir Bhaktir Prasidyati. Same word, Prasidyati, Vinasyati. Sadvir Bhaktir Vinasyati. Prasidyati means prasadam. Vinasyati means destroy, to kill. Atyahara is too much eating or collecting. Prayas, endeavoring for the wrong thing. Prajalpo, Atyahara Prayasascha Prajalpo, talking worldly, useless talks, quoting useless people. Niyamagraha, following the regular principles without knowing what they're standing for, or not following the regular principles. Niyamagraha, janasangas, associating with worldly-minded people. Chaloliam cha, and being greedy for mundane achievements. I want to be wealthy, get a big house with a nice car and a beautiful boat for me, for sense gratification. Rupa Goswami Prabhupada tells us to guard against these. Sometimes we hear the Christian preachers, isn't life wonderful? I think they have a label called Life is Good or Life is Great or something like that. And that if you become a Christian, if you worship God, you'll get all kinds of wonderful things. Vaishnava prayer is a little bit different. Queen Kunti, she prayed, Tata Chatra Jagat Guru. How does it start? Ipara Santata Santo. Tatra tatra jagat guru. Let the calamities fall on me again and again. This is the mother of bhakti, Kunti, the mother of the Pandavas, Arjuna and Yudhisthira's mother, the great queen, Kunti. She prayed, let the calamities, she didn't pray, I would really like a boat, give me a nice house. She lived in a house of lack. She said, my dear Lord, let the calamities befall me again and again. Because by so doing, I can always remember you. I will remember you again and again. And one who remembers you will have your ultimate association. Bhavato Darshanam will ultimately be with you. So she prayed, let the calamities befall me again and again. Prahlad Maharaj himself, Nrisingadev said, what would you like? He said, Yadira Syasi me kaman, varam tuam vardarshava, kamanam, vidya samroham, avatas tuvanevaram. My dear Lord, best of the givers of benediction, if you want to give me a benediction, then I pray to you within the core of my heart, that there be no more material desires. This is the prayer of the Vaishnav. He's not praying for bread. He's not praying for sweets. Those we get automatically. Come in the temple. You can get a puri. You can get sweet ball. 1 rupee. Isn't it? Go underneath the ashram. You don't have to pray. We're praying for service. Prasadam Krishna is giving automatically. So Krishna says, scientifically, Utsahan Nishjiyad Daryat Tat Tat Karma Pravartana. Sangatyaga Tsitovrite Sadbir Bhakti Prasidyati. That there are six types of, scientifically, things that you should cultivate. Utsahan, be enthusiastic. Kunti was so enthusiastic, she was put into so many calamities. And what did she pray? Namo Pangaja Nabaya, Namo Pangaja Maline, Namo Pangaja Netraya, Namaste Pankajangraye. My dear Lord, your belly is like a lotus, you are garlanded with lotus, your glance is as cool as a lotus, your feet are made of lotus. I offer my obeisances unto you. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Nama. I offer my obeisances to that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the son of Vasudev and is having his childhood pastimes in Vrindavan. This is the prayer of Queen Kunti. So Rupa Goswami Prabhupada tells us, be enthusiastic, utsaha. Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter to Satsarup Maharaj in the early 70s. We were there in Minnesota when he received the letter with Satsarup Maharaj. We were traveling, had a small house. And Prabhupada wrote him, always cultivate this utsaha, be enthusiastic for devotional service. The karmis, they're so enthusiastic for making money, for getting sense gratification, for going to the party, for dancing and getting intoxicated for sense gratification. But we are enthusiastic for attending the morning program, chanting Hare Krishna, preaching Krishna consciousness, utsaha, nischayar, determined that no matter what, the Christian is bothering us, still we'll preach. The mall doesn't exist anymore, still we preach to the people repairing the mall. The city of New York no longer exists, that's all right. We can give our prasadam to the poor New Yorkers who've been devastated by Adi Daivaka Kalesha. Miseries are there. Adi Atmaka, Adi Bhautaka, Adi Daivaka. Adi Daivaka, you can't do anything. They were preparing. They showed people put up some sandbags. They were on the Jersey Shore. And they put these little sandbags you've seen. We also have them. In front of their house. And the tsunami came. The hurricane came. Sandy came. And blew their houses away. It devastated one, 80-foot Ferris wheel and a slide. The entire Jersey Shore, they showed it, became full of sand. Sandy made it sandy. I don't know, they always name these calamities women's names. I don't name them. They name them. Irene, Katrina, Sandy, has ever been a guy's name? Of course, Andrew, that's true. I don't know what. The really, really big ones, though. Although Sandy is, ambidextrous. He could go either way. Sandy Koufax. Sandy could be a guy. And the sand filled up. They burned down all of these city workers. Policemen, firemen, and first responders. They lived in this sandy breeze, or breezy point. It was so breezy and nice. And the breeze came, some fire, wires fell down, and one house caught fire. And the breeze went so nice on the beach that the entire 110 houses burned beyond recognition. And they showed what's left is their sand, where used to be sidewalks and grass for hundreds of yards. incredible. Somehow or other, not too many people were killed. Billions of dollars of damage. Therefore, the science is utsaya nischaya daryat. Be determined. The material world is full of troubles from other living entities, from my own mind, from the demigods. We're next. You can put up your little sandbag. They showed the sandbags there, and the houses were burned to the ground. But they had their sandbags up. The windows were boarded, and the boards were buried in the sand. They had no idea. They couldn't prepare for Adidaivaka, for the demigods, for the will of the Supreme, the devastation. We've had previously. Don't be fooled. We'll have it again. L.A. is supposed to be in the ocean soon. It could happen. And it doesn't matter if you're a Class A swimmer. If you're an Olympic swimmer, still, you're finished. They told me, my horoscope, you're going to drown in 2010. I said, no. I have this patch from swimming in the Boy Scouts. In high school, I swim. I'm a very good swimmer. I even swim now at YMCA. But Krishna had a trick. Somehow in 2010, I was in the hospital, and I asked the doctor what happened when they were draining me. And they said, oh, your lungs filled up with liquid because of, cardiac something. And your lungs, I said, I was on the land. I was in a car going to Mexico or Atiatra. I said, it happens. Your lungs filled up. You had 45 minutes. Good thing you came. We drained it out. So even you don't want to drown. You're a great swimmer. You may drown. Somebody told me, well, we're far away from the beach. Don't be fooled. Big tsunami comes. Big earthquake comes. The beach will be Arizona. Be prepared. Prabhupada said, how we get prepared? Chant Hare Krishna. Utsaya nishtaya daryat, patient, determined. Tat-tat karma pavartana, following the regular principles of freedom. Sangatyaga, give up. Nonsense association. We don't hang out with meat eaters. You get their association, you become dirtied, polluted. We don't hang out with Mayavadi. We give our association. We don't take the association of the tuppies and puppies. Tuppy puppy yate chilo harinama udarila. Tarasakshi jagai madai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught to preach to jagai and madai. We don't hang out with them. Sangha tyagat. Satovate, and worship the predecessor acharyas, make friends with the devotees, and the science is there. It's not artificial. There's a science. Sadvir Bhakti Prasidyati, this is the prasadam. And what is that? It is all there. Rupa Goswami Prabhupada gives us, dadati pratigranati guyamakyati prachati bhungte bhojayate chaiva sadviram pritilakshanam. These six symptoms, this is the real acts of love. I think they made a song, if you love something, if you love someone, put a ring on it. It's a recent song. How does it go? If you love it, put a ring on it. My daughter was telling me. Rupa Goswami Prabhupada says, if you love it, dadati pratigrinati guyamakyati prichati. Give prasad. Give them Lord Krishna's prasadam. Accept prasadam. Give a gift. Might be Srila Prabhupada's ring, but not some nonsense gift, some prasadam gift, flower garland, some gift, Prabhupada's books, accept gifts in charity, reveal one's mind in confidence to devotees. I'm having this difficulty. I was thinking like this. My parents said this. My loved one said that. My children are doing this. And inquire confidentially. How are you doing? What's going on with your Krishna consciousness? Sadbir Bhaktir. Sadbir. What is it? Sadvidir Priti Lakshanam. These are the symptoms of love. This is love. Love is not, hey baby, what's happening? Or you look good today. Love is Krishna conscious exchange as given by Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. That's why we stay. Because we experience love. Sadvir Bhakti, Sad Priti Lakshanam. Sadbir Priti Lakshanam. Whatever. Priti Lakshanam. These are the symptoms of love. Love means giving gifts, accepting gifts from devotees, inquiring confidential from devotee, confidentially telling them, I have a hard time getting up from Mangal Arati. Oh, what's the problem? That's love. Of course, you're supposed to come to Mangal Arati. That's more love. And giving prasadam. What can be more loving? Accepting prasadam. That's real love. This is priti lakshanam. The real definition of love. So if we follow this science, we'll be blessed. Even they kill us. The demons come. We heard yesterday, old people are going to all die soon. I don't know, they're paying for me. They pay a lot for me, I don't know. But maybe in the future they'll stop paying and kill us. Put some poison. They told me someone, it came on the news. Have you been taking dialysis at Fresenius? They're putting a drug in the water called Granuflow. If you've had a heart attack or serious heart problems or died from Granuflow in the water at Fresenius, that's across the street. They're my friends, so-called. Please contact 1-800-BAD-DRUG. And a lawyer, a legal consultant, will help you. You won't be billed unless we win your case. Of course, they said if you had a heart attack or you're dead. So you won't be billed if you're dead either, I don't think. Maybe they bill your estate. Maybe they'll kill us in the future. But for devotees, death is different. Non-devotee death, oh, terrible. Frightening. They're screaming. They see the Yamadutas. I told that story, I thought I saw them about a year and a half ago. I had been fasting because of some infection. And I stupidly took my one pill. My sugar dropped to 20. And my eyes were open, but I was not there. And they shot me with something. They came to the house, devotees all came. 10 o'clock at night, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. I think I thanked you all personally. And four big, huge rakshasas, firemen, LAFD, were over me, slapping me and trying to wake me. And I started fighting because I thought, this is it. It's the Yamadutas. Big beards, big frothy guys, coughing, slapping me around. I was frightened to death. I woke up screaming. And then they said, no, we're Los Angeles Fire Department. Mr. Cadets, please, we're here to help you. So devotees, we don't see Yamadutas. We'll see Vishnu Dutas. Open our eyes, we're there in the spiritual world. We just have to follow the science very carefully and chant Hare Krishna mantra. And then, just like Prahlad, we'll be saved. All glories to you and Gauranga.
You talked about